NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds, and just about everything sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline.
For the ring, I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Booking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell, the crooked referees are Roger Goodell. Look like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
All right. Shout out to the mighty Who That Nation, man. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day weekend to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in this episode of The Coma. Much love to the fam. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. And by all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. Sports Coma representing on Mother's Day, man. Mother's Day weekend was fantastic. I spent some time with my parents today. It's always cool to do that, man, to spend time with your family. It's a wholesome experience, and man, listen, you know, if your family is good, and man, you don't get that back. So for all the family members that have their mothers, shout out to you guys, to the family members who have lost their mothers. A shout out to you guys, and much love to you as well on this Mother's Day episode of The Coma. So I'm not going to hold you guys. I do have some other streams that I'm currently working on. So I'm going to do this one right here for you guys tonight. So please feel free to do me a service, man. If you're listening to the show via Twitter, please retweet this. Give me a retweet. Also, if you're listening to Facebook, give me a like. And on YouTube, obviously, give me a like. Hit the notification bell and the share button as well. It definitely helps to stream what we're doing here at the Sports Coma. Number one longest independent, longest running Pelican podcast and Saints podcast in the game, man. We've been doing this for a very long time. And I appreciate you guys for supporting and being here for the Sports Coma and the Great Say Think Tank. So big ups to everybody. And the Saints, man, open up the broadcast. The Saints did sign a veteran. They've signed a veteran offensive lineman. This is reported by Nick Underhill. Shout out to Nick Underhill. Always putting in work, man. New Orleans Saints offensive line has seen a number of changes this offseason, but the team is set to make an addition up front. The Saints will sign veteran offensive lineman Lucas Patrick. And this is according to his agent, and Nick Underhill broke this. Patrick spent the first five seasons in Green Bay before making the intra-divisional move to the Bears back in 2022. And over the past couple of years, he's 30-year-old, has logged 20 starts and 23 appearances. That includes 15 starts in 16 games in 2023 and Patrick's largest single season workload in his career. He's a former undrafted free agent, saw time at both guard spots in 2022. But last season, he served exclusively at the center position in Patrick's PFF evaluation in line with his previous campaigns in terms of run blocking. But his pass protection was rated much poorer. That led to an overall grade of just 50.5, something which helps explain how he remained on the open market after the draft. So in terms of him being a guard, he is a good run stuffing guard. And this is passe for the traditional common NFL lineman that's not super athletic, just a big guy. Run blocking is always easier for those guys. Pass protection is when they suffer because they meet defensive linemen that are fleet of foot and a lot more athletic than them. And those guys can get around them and, you know, and cause problems. So that could be an issue. So we have to watch out for that. So anyway, Chicago has invested up front the past couple of years, and the team moves in 2023, make it a little surprising that Patrick will not be returning. He's from Duke. The Duke alum met with Seahawks in April, making him one of several veteran interior offensive linemen the team checked out on. And of course, the left spot is with, and we covered this, we talked about this, and we'll go over a few camp updates as well from this weekend's rookie mini camp. What's interesting about this move is, like we said, I was looking at film on him when I got an opportunity. And like I said, the report is spot on. Like, you can see his strength and he's really good at run blocking. And his weakness is offensive in terms of pass blocking, but he's operating from the guard position. So we'll see what this can do and where he will play it. Now, where they're thinking about where Patrick will play, Lucas Patrick will play, as he'll try to challenge for that left guard position where you have Ali Udo, Nick Sell, DeVary, and then Patrick will step in there and compete for that interior guard position opposite of Cesar Ruiz. So some competition there, which is good. A lot of people believe Ali Udo has an advantage there, but we'll see how this all goes. So as we're learning. So yeah, but you also have Shane Lemieux, who's there, who can play center and guard. So we'll see where he is, because he was a guy that did some positive things, but he can't stay on the field, which is why he's here. But this is a good anytime. And like I said, I was anticipating maybe a Trey Turner, but it's still a lot of time. So for the Saints to kind of sign Lucas Patrick to a deal is interesting at this juncture of time, bringing them in here, getting them in, and see what he can do. So the Saints have a bit of a competition set up at that offensive line position. Let me see if I could pull up my own unofficial depth chart by the black and gold and see. And I don't think they added him to it yet, but as you can see right here, as we look at the offensive line, this past couple of days gave us some vision on what Dennis Allen, John Benton, and offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak wants to do with the Saints offensive line. So Talisi Fuaga is going to be tried at the left tackle, which is something that I've repetitively said. A lot of people saying now we should keep Penning over there. And I was saying, don't do that dumb shit. Don't put Penning over there where he failed miserably at. And the dude suffering from confidence issues. You don't make him relive that trauma. What you do is slide him over to the right side. It's a better tackle spot for him to learn, and let Fuaga play that left tackle position. Let him see what he can do. Now, we know he ain't do it in college, but that's not the norm for people who play in college that play the right side and then they ultimately slide to the left side. So I think it's a good move. It's a move that I've been saying that Fuaga needs to play on that side since they picked up whoever it was, that he should be the tackle on that side. And Ramczyk, who I believe will not play this season, Penning will be on the opposite tackle position. I think that's good. So you get two first round draft pick tackles and see what they can do. Two young offensive tackles usually mean trouble for a veteran quarterback unless the Saints commit to running the football and kind of taking the ball out of Derek Carr's hands and giving it to the running game. And both of these guys, both Penning and Fuaga, do know how to run block. That's one thing they do know. So, and then inside, like we talked about, Lucas Patrick, who they just signed, he'll compete with Ali Udo. And they saying they throwing Shane Lemieux in there as well because Lemieux can play that guard position along with Nick Sell DeVary and competing for that left position right there. Now, we know Ali Udo, I don't know if you could say he has the inside track because he knows the system, but we'll see how it all kind of ferrets out going forward. But it does
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch!
Quick, the zip line!
He's getting away!
Throw our last crunch berry!
No!
No one steals my crunch berries!
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch!
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Give your bathroom a fresh look with help from Menards. Elger offers high-quality plumbing fixtures that you can count on. From spa-quality bathtubs to toilets and more, American Standard has it all. Like the Diplomat Round Toilet, featuring an ever-clean antimicrobial finish that prevents mold, mildew, and stains. Find American Standard toilets at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
By competition, which is a good thing. Competition is good at every level. It really is, from sports to entertainment to burger joints, whatever. If the business is, it doesn't matter. Competition is good. It keeps you on your game. It keeps you keep you cutting edge, keep you constantly moving and never settling and getting too comfortable. So I do appreciate the Saints signing. It wasn't Trey Turner, but Lucas Patrick. So y'all put it in the comment section and let me know how y'all feel about that. And also, as we get ready to kind of move to the next article right here, a shout out to the Saints News Network for putting this article together. They were at camp while some of this stuff was going on, and they had some notes and observations and takeaways, and I won't read everything that Hendricks put up here, but shout out to them. But he did mention a few things that I was going to go over with during rookie minicamp. He mentioned that three tryout players, what was listed originally as Cam Wire, Jakeem Grant, and Cole Beck, were removed. Several players not spotted, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jalen Ford, Nathan Latu, and Josiah Ezraim, were around. But however, they got to talk to Mark Evans, who also not participated but was present. Dennis Allen said Ford and Ezraim are dealing with minor injuries. Nick Underhill reported that Ford had a sports hernia on April 2nd and expected to be back in a couple of weeks. And then you had players like Rajon Wright, Fionn Hicks, Jordan Mims, Afrin Orji, Mark Evans II, Michael Jacobson were in attendance. He asked Jordan Mims how this works and how the long and short of it, some have the option based on experience in the league, and most of the players want to participate. For Mims, he wanted to show his new offensive coach what he brings to the table, which is a positive. And then, of course, he mentioned some of the numbers. If you get the roster numbers for the draft class, Tulisi Fuaga is number 75, which is in that Andrus Pete Farmer number. Kool-Aid McKinstry is 34. Spencer Rattler is wearing 18. Jalen Ford is 53. Bub Means is 16. Christian Boyd's 97, which is Malcolm Roach's old number, if I'm not mistaken. Josiah Zareem is 72. Remember that these are not official numbers, and they could change as people start getting cut. They can take different numbers. So Fuaga worked. This was the biggest news of the camp to me in terms of him working at left tackle. Now, Dennis Allen said they're just trying them there, but sometimes that sticks. You want to try these guys and see what they're doing. Now, if he doesn't work out at the left tackle position, the only other option is Trevor Penning. So I'm hoping that they just be patient and stick and keep with Fuaga on that left side. And of course, the starting offensive line for them, as they talked about, was Fuaga, Kyle Hergel, Sincere Hainsworth, Nori Noelle, and Cade Brezaford there. Spencer Rattler was the real talk of the town. He made some good throws, and there's a lot that people like about him. And he finished 5 of 6 in the sevens, and in the 6-on-6s, he had some of the best throws of the day. You know, they also talked about, one of the things that was easy to notice was the point of praise from the sample size serving of with Clint Kubiak, who we did post that interview. And Andrew Junoko had a very polished tempo that was smooth and efficient. It wasn't as like the previous years. It was just not. That's just what they were saying. It was one of the observations, the smoother flow there. And that's a lot to say in terms of, because it's really the first day. Also, but some of the new and old coaches bring some authoritative voices to the field. There was some general connection, especially Coach Dub, who Keith Williams, the wide receiver coach, is going to be a very popular coach for the team. They're liking this guy a lot. Now, like I said, I played interviews from Keith Williams. He's a good coach, a good wide receiver coach. You know, we had Cody Burns here for a few seasons prior to that, so we'll see what Coach Williams can do. They also caught up with Darren and Rizzi to ask him about the new kickoff rule. He had some thoughts on that as well. Joe Woods praised Kool-Aid McKinstry. He was very excited to have him there, even though he didn't participate in anything. But Trajan Jeffcoat is on. He's actually had some really good reps in covering kicks. Christian Boyd got one quarterback pressure on the day. And Bub Means had a personality that you just obviously love, according to the observation. And he had the most energy of anyone in the locker room, and you can see how much he loves to play. So a lot of people are kind of looking at a player like Bub Means, and there's a few players that is, as if you take a look at what the Saints have in this upcoming camp, and in this past rookie minicamp, that we'll see these guys again, obviously. But Bub Means, a physical wide receiver that has a degree of speed, really excited about to see what he has, what he can do. And he'll have an opportunity to get on this team for the Saints as the season gets closer and closer to when things really do matter. You know, you look at the top four guys in the wide receiver room, of course, is Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. You look at Cedric Wilson, the second, A.T. Perry, that's four guys. And Bub Means could easily fit at the fifth guy. You know, and of course, when you are sitting at those positions, you have to ultimately fit in by playing special teams. And I don't think Bub Means has an issue with that at all. So that'll be positive to see. And, you know, people like to talk about Dalen Hawker. You know, I listened to an interview from him and what he wants to do. A lot of people like him a lot. He idolizes guys like Travis Kelce and George Kittles. Those are the guys that he likes a lot. So hopefully he can become something like that. And the Saints might have stumbled up on something good here as well. So that's a few of the observations. Shout out to Hendricks and the Saints News Network, man, for always keeping it funky and dropping the scoops and letting us know what time it is. But shout out to you guys. And also, like I said, Lucas, the big news of the day, if you won't call it that, was the Saints signing offensive lineman Lucas Patrick, who will compete at the left guard position against Ali Udo, Shane Lemieux, and Nick Saldiveri. So it's going to be an open competition. Of course, you know, if they don't make it, there'll be veteran depth in some of the, they're not going to keep everybody, but it's a good opportunity to get veterans in there. It's not the ones that I recognize, but I guess it's still a positive thing when you're trying to add veteran leadership to the group, and there's a lot of, you know, young guys there. So that's a very positive thing. So with that being said, fam, shout out to you guys for being in the stream. I'm going to get ready to get out on that. Like I said, I got some other streams I got to work out on. But listen, much love to you guys. Appreciate you. Do me a service. Please feel free to hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. By all means, feel free to share the show on your social media feed. If you listen via Twitter, hit the retweet button. If you listen to Instagram, hit the like button, because we broadcast over all these platforms at the same time. So show some love on each platform. Help out Tacoma. Anyway, y'all can feel free to, if you want to join and help the stream, the link tree is in the description section below, patreon.com/ThePro Media Network, or simply join the channel. We'll be opening up channel memberships for our Pelican Post Game Report and for our news items and everything that is PRO Media Network, from our boxing to our football, basketball, entertainment news. WhoDatDaily.com. That's WhoDatDaily.com. Link in the description section below. And with that being said, fam, I'm gonna tip out on that. Listen, I appreciate y'all, man. Happy Mother's Day to you guys. Appreciate you. Y'all have a splendid rest of your day and have a great start of your week. Much love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. Where we do that, 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 huh? Boogie like this, and I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elves. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Fucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much, touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy, then you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Look, like this, and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that, where we do that. Boogie like this, and I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Get an 11% rebate at Menards. Keep your house or deck clean with Mold Armor products. Featuring built-in microban technology for enhanced cleaning power. Tackle your decking, siding, driveway, or any surface with ease. Mold Armor House Wash cleans mildew, mold, and algae stains. Plus, it's easy to use. Just spray and rinse off. Save big on cleaning products at Menards. Number one in customer satisfaction among home improvement retailers, according to J.D. Power. For more information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.